Well, that was, like you had, this was post and this was post. Then you nail a plank across here,
oh,
and nail a plank across here where you could put them pickets on. Have something to nail the pickets to.
So you'd have the long distance between the two posts.
Yes,
and then you
and that ladder was from nail to the post. But that was all is nailed to post. And then the pickets was
nailed to the lath.
Yes, yes.
I see.
So that's, lath is all I ever knew that being called. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it had another name or not.
Did you ever hear of sort of having these things woven together? Something like a picket fence only is woven together instead of nailed?
I have seen things like that, but I don't know how it's fixed.
Uh-huh. Do you know what it's called?
No, I don't. But I've seen it. I know what you're talking about.
What sort of fence might you have around your field now? Say
we have wire fence. We put posts and then used to people when they kept hogs in the field they use lace wire quite a bit. But now we usually use about 4 strands of barbed wire that keeps cattle in the field, and that's about all we have. Cattle and our horses was about all we had.
Uh-huh.
To keep in the pastures.
What's lace wire?
Lace wire is straight wire that's laced together, you know.
So it forms little squares?
Uh-huh. Some of it little squares and some of it's longer than it's square.
Uh-huh.
And then the fine lace wire, you know, that's to keep dogs and things like that on the inside. You've seen the fine lace wire around little dog pens, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that's what I call fine lace wire.
That's a different shape. It's not square.
It's altogether different. It's altogether different.
More
type,
diamond shape, sort of?
Type, but it's all lace wire. That's what I call lace wire.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock
Yes, I did. I went up in North Mississippi, and I seen a fence made of rock.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only one I ever see. I don't know anything about that here.
I see. And say, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in a nest?
What would you put in a nest?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's some people that used to put different things for a nest egg. You'd have put something there for a nest egg.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a real good set of dishes, chances are they'd be made out of what?
Dishes.
Yeah. If you had some real good dishes, they'd be made out of
China.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
Yes, I've seen eggs made out of different things.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
I guess you'd call it a nest egg, because it wouldn't be used for nothing else, would it?
Uh-huh. But if it's made out of this China.
Uh-huh. I never did. I have seen people use the knobs off of doors, white door knobs, put in the hen nest, and different little things like that used.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you now, when a hen wants to lay bad enough, they're going to get up in the nest and they're going to scratch around and they're going to lay without anything for a nest egg.
Uh-huh.
It don't necessarily have to be there. I growed up and I learned that. But used to, most of people did put a nest egg when they made their new nest. They put the nest, or some kind of nest egg in the nest. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. But you ever hear of a China egg or China egg?
I don't believe I did.
Okay, what did you use to carry water in?